This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Question for you today. Who do you trust? Who's telling you the truth?
Scott Ennen.
Who do you feel comfortable in your decisions once you've taken the advice of this person? For Todd, it's me. How proud am I of that? Yes. But all seriousness, think about how many times through this entire COVID-19 2020 ordeal that we've lived through, where we've had to rely on somebody we might not even really know much about them, but okay, I guess they're telling us the truth. A lot of people that have expressed to me concern that this was all a hoax. This was all, made up. This was nothing. This is kind of like the 9/11 towers were an inside job. You know, that you hear that after 9/11. That same crowd. I always say, so you think Donald Trump is a dummy? You don't think he can sniff that out? I trust Donald Trump as president more than anybody in my lifetime to smell a rat when it's being, presented to him in the way of, sir, you must do this, you must do that. I don't think he trusts anybody. I think he probes and prods and the great thing about this president, he's not in a bubble.
I would say it's hard to fight things you can't see, though.
It's also on social media. It's also, so they're there. That's what I say. But on the other hand, I want to say this. I've worn a mask for the first time in my life. All right? I've spent more time over X amount of months in two places, home and work, than I ever have in my life. Versus in a car, on the road, going to see someone, do something, be somewhere, broadcast from something. By far in my 55 years, most I've ever done, certainly in my work days, of being home, office, home, office, home, office. So mask, hand sanitizer, wash my hands more than I ever have in my life, to the point my already dry skin is making me crazy. Take somebody that shut their business down. Hair salon. A lot of them self-proprietors. This is their livelihood. It's how they feed their families. They shut their hair salon down. Restaurants, takeout only. Dentists shut down their practice. Still got people to pay, still have a mortgage, rent. Why'd they do that? They trusted somebody to be telling them what they were doing was the right thing to do. So was it? I don't know. Sometimes I think, well, better to err on the side of caution and be careful. And then I think, well, wait a minute. If I hear another story about somebody dying at home because they didn't go get medical care for something else because they were concerned about COVID, or a spike in suicides, or a spike in calls to the mental health crisis, or trying to figure out why it's okay to go to Walmart amongst a mob of people, or Fleet Farm, or, pick your big box store, Shields, but I can't go to church and sit 10 feet away from somebody for daily mass? What the heck is going on? Now, I realize, I'm telling you, I'm self-reporting here, folks. I've done all this myself. I did it. Because I trusted. And I've seen a couple of videos that have caused me to pause a little bit and say, was I trusting the right people? Did those doctors who were telling Donald Trump that, was it the right smart thing to do or the right thing to do? I don't know. And I'll tell you, the one thing I've gotten from again, medical professionals that really whaps me upside the head with a 2x4 is this whole idea of preventing your immune system from doing work. If you are bathing in hand sanitizer, if you are wearing a mask, if you're wiping down doorknobs, you get nothing in the way of just the average everyday stuff you get, which your immune system then uses to strengthen itself to take care of you. Why would we harm our immune system? Because that's going to hurt us for the rest of our time on this earth. I don't know. I really don't. I don't have any of the answers here. I don't know. I've watched probably some of the same videos you have because I've received literally hundreds and hundreds of links to different resources out there. The two most popular were the two doctors in California. And what really burns me is those two doctors are two doctors. Okay, they're emergency care doctors in a clinic they own in California. They call a press conference. They invite the media in. They answer questions. They share statistics from that county. And they raise some points, give some opinions. And they get taken down on YouTube. Wait a minute. What? Somebody else's perspective now? Somebody else's opinion? I can go look at CNN's crap all day long on YouTube.
Yep.
I can go look at CNN telling us how great James Comey is. James Comey's a dirty cop. We know that now.
YouTube's got an army of people looking out for these kind of things and taking them down. And they pop up in different titles with different tags on them. They take those down right away, too.
So why don't they want us to see that?
Let's start our own site, UsTube.
Well, I'm telling you, there is a market for something that gets out of the censorship game. I think it's ridiculous.
Well, no kidding.
Now, thanks. The other video that's newer is little documentary about 30 minutes long, and it is about a movie called Plandemic.
Well, the first part is about 25 minutes. Part two just came out. They're releasing the movie in June.
Okay.
The whole film is going to come out, but the first part is hard to find.
Is what we're seeing
the first part?
The first part. That's what I watched, about 25 minutes.
Yeah, that's correct.
And you're saying, is that the movie? Is that
No, that's the first part of the movie.
Okay.
He's releasing it. Michael Willis, the filmmaker, is so releasing it in parts.
We're getting snippets of the overall documentary.
Preview.
Okay, a little preview. Give me an example of something on this Plandemic movie documentary piece here that now has been taken down, too, by the way. Let's see.
All right, this is Dr. Judy Mikovits, who she's being interviewed by the filmmaker, talking about Tony Fauci and the patent manipulations around HIV. And the treatments and the therapeutics around HIV and how Fauci was involved with that. He wanted, came to her, said, you have a paper, we want it. She said, yes, I have a paper, you can't have it. But then he asked her about what a conflict of interest it was for a guy like Fauci to have patents on things like that.
It is a conflict of interest. And in fact, this is one of the things that I've been saying and would like to say to President Trump, repeal the Bayh-Dole Act.
Bayh-Dole fundamentally changed the way universities approach technology transfer. And you can see that best in the statistics. Universities obtain 16 times as many patents today as they did in 1980. Now, everybody's getting more patents, but still, universities' share of all patents in the United States is more than 5 times greater than it was before Bayh-Dole. The situation has gotten so bad that one information technology industry official has publicly referred to universities as, quote, crack addicts, unquote, driven by, quote, small-minded tech transfer offices addicted to patent royalties.
That act gave government workers the right to patent their discoveries. So to claim intellectual property for discoveries that the taxpayer paid for. Ever since that happened in the early 80s, it destroyed science, and this allowed the development of those conflicts of interest. And this is the crime behind letting somebody like Bill Gates with billions of dollars. Nobody elected him. He has no medical background. He has no expertise. But we let people like that have a voice in this country while we destroy the lives of millions of people.
Normalcy only returns when we've largely vaccinated the entire global population.
That's Bill Gates, who is in the middle of this, talking about vaccinating the whole population. But did you know government workers can claim a patent? You work for a government, you can claim a patent?
Well, I started
government workers.
Yeah, started digging into that to the bill they talked about. Yeah, I can. Yeah,
but I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
I didn't either
until I watched that video, which you know makes some interesting things happen. Especially when you go back and think, okay, Tony Fauci lost his marbles over the hydroxychloroquine, you know, discussion. Remember, and that of course was a therapy proposed for coronavirus that has been around for a long time, for lupus and malaria and other things, and cost very little. And then a month or so later, there's this other one. I can't say it. What's the new medicine that's you know what I'm talking about? Medicine, I can't remember. Anyway, but the one most recently, oh, very promising, very promising. Well, what the heck? You making money on one and not on the other? I don't know. I really don't. But it's up to us to make sure we trust this stuff, folks. Dig a little.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch. Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Everybody's always waiting on Friday, watching that clock and sitting on go. What you see we find a little.
What's the name of the it's bugging me now, the other therapy that Fauci was all excited about? And when he was jumping off the couch here.
Remdesivir?
Yeah, Remdesivir?
Remdesivir, yeah.
Why do they name these things so stupid? Why can't they say, backache medicine. I don't know. Yeah, I
mean, every day there's a new drug ad, too, for some.
I don't. These names are like, I mean, wow.
Side effects may include a third eye.
They don't do that with streets. We got a lot of streets in this country.
Third eye.
They're called Main Street, right?
Yeah.
Named after trees. Yes. Oak Street, yes. Call them the oak medicine. Yes, you got a cough there. You should have some of that oak medicine. Dak Diesel is one of our fine sponsors here on the program. CJ and the team over there are so wonderful to deal with. We appreciate it very much, having the good team at Dak Diesel part of us. And I want you to know this. If, every buck's going to count here. I mean, it always does, but it's certainly more so as we go into this environment right now of the economy coming back and the business not necessarily coming right back the way it was and ramping back up. And if you're looking to find a way to save yourself some dollars on your transportation fuel, I would get in to see CJ and just say, give me three of your best examples of how this has worked for people, on how you've saved them some real mileage with some products. Because he's done it. It is working. And a lot of different ones out there, they've checked them all out. So if I were you, next time through Bismarck, give Dak Diesel a call and say, hey, I got to get a couple extra miles out of this fuel. Can you help me out? Call CJ 701-210-0888. 210-0888. 210-8888. DakDiesel.com. All right, just to finish down this movie stuff here a second. I'm going to play you one more clip from Plandemic documentary that includes a clip from the doctors who also have been censored by YouTube. And what's the deal? Is it just YouTube that takes it down?
Oh, no. Vimeo's taking them down, too.
Twitter?
Yeah.
Or like,
yeah,
and do
pretty
they,
much.
They tell us why? Like, what is the reason that they're being taken down? Oh, that wasn't true?
Not this verified.
True?
Yep.
Not verified.
Not verified. Well, not credible.
Half the stuff on CNN isn't verified.
Well, there you go. Exactly.
Oh, they're a reputable news organization. They told us Jim Comey was the gold standard. This guy, beyond reproach, he was the head of the FBI.
And you believed it?
He's the dude. Well, I'm telling you.
Yeah, they want to control the narrative, and that's taking it down.
Yeah, well, thankfully, they can't control the narrative anymore. This isn't 1986 where they're the only network out there on KL.
Yeah, got to go other places. So Reddit, I see, has got it up now, right? Reddit still
yeah,
is there.
Kind of, they're trying to get... the ultimate goal, as I understand it, is PlandemicMovie.com. They're going to have a download. You can download it right to your device and watch.
Yeah, there you go. That's the way to do it.
By the way, CNN's ratings these days are what?
Yeah, good point. So here is a little bit of the doctor from the documentary.
This is Dr. Judy, first commenting on coronavirus in all animals and then on immune systems.
Coronaviruses are in every animal. So if you've ever had a flu vaccine, you were injected with coronaviruses and then to put on a mask.
This doesn't make any sense. We wear masks in an acute setting to protect us. We're not wearing masks. Why is that? Because we understand microbiology, we understand immunology, and we want strong immune systems. Our immune system is used to touching. We share bacteria, staphylococcal, streptococcal bacteria, viruses. We develop an immune response daily to this stuff. When you take that away from me, my immune system drops. As I shelter in place, my immune system drops. You keep me there for months, it drops more. And now I'm at home, hand washing vigorously, washing the counters, worried about things that are indeed what I need to survive.
You're not immunodeficient, and you're not elderly. You should be able to go out without any gloves and without a mask. I think if you are those things, you should either shelter in place or wear a mask and gloves. I don't think everybody needs to wear a mask and gloves because it reduces your bacterial flora. It doesn't allow you to interact with society, and your bacteria flora and your viruses, your friends that protect you from other diseases, end up going away, and now you're more likely to get opportunistic infections that are hoping you don't have your good bugs fighting for you, if that makes sense.
And then as we all come out of shelter in place with a lower immune system and start trading viruses and bacteria, what do you think is going to happen? Disease is going to spike.
I guarantee when we reopen, there's going to be a huge, huge amount of illness that's going to be rampant.
The building blocks of your immune system is virus and bacteria. End of story.
Wearing the mask.
Mm-hmm.
There it is.
And she goes on to talk about wearing the mask is containing anything you may have. Something to be said. I don't know how that's wrong. I just don't see an argument there.
Here's my bottom line on all of this. I'm not here to tell you everything in that video is 100% correct. I think it's good information that I'd like to have heard before. It's pretty basic stuff. It's just a different opinion from a doctor. But I'm, you know, I don't, I think you could have another doctor say, no, this is why I do it, because it could, you know, how this could spread or what it could do to the healthcare system, whatever. My point is, I am just asking for us to think for yourself. After watching those two videos, I came away from this thinking, how stupid am I to just believe that I need to be wearing a mask when I go here or there? How stupid am I to think that I just need to, in other words, I didn't think for myself, I just let somebody else think for me. And I think a lot of us did, and I think that's the biggest danger in all of this. And, you know, some people call it a trial run. I don't know if it's a trial run. You know, in other words, let's try this and see if people will actually do it. Well, they did it. Okay, what are we going to do next time? I don't know. I'm not equipped. I think the way you solve that, my suggestion for you, you do it however you want to do it. My suggestion, I'll just say how I do it. I pray about it. I just got to have a peace about it. I got to know, you know what? Something in my gut says this isn't right. Why are we doing this? And I think God designed us. When you think about it, folks, and you step out of your day-to-day bubble, and you think about your body and the brain and what it can do, and we only use like 9% of our brain, right? And the things that the body can do to heal itself. If I took a pen and jammed it into my finger right now, and it bled, and there's a big, you know, thing out there, a week from now I'll be fine.
Yep.
I mean, your body's unbelievable what it can do. So, you know, when this doctor says, okay, we take coronavirus and now we shove it into everybody, maybe that's an example where you shouldn't necessarily do that. Let your immune system go. Now, are you worried about people that are in the nursing home, your loved ones? My mom was in a nursing home. I went there for years and loved the people and everything else, but I couldn't go in there with a coronavirus. I totally get that. That's where they have to be better protected, no doubt about it. But I don't think the idea of dumbing down our immune system works for everybody else. So it's a National Day of Prayer today. Maybe you take today and just say, you know what, I'm just going to try and get a little peace about this. That's just one suggestion I have. However you end up doing it, do it for yourself. Take your health into your own hands. I'm not the healthiest person in the world. I eat what I want to eat. I just think, you know, I'm not going to live my life eating leaves so I can live 2 years longer. That's just me, right? I make that decision for myself.
We are so from the same cloth.
And I saw my grandparents eat meat and potatoes every single day and live to their 90s. So I figured, you know, I got good enough genes. I'll just test this out a little bit. But you do it for yourself. Do it for yourself. Take your health into your own hands. Decide for yourself whether or not this makes sense, because it's your immune system. Don't let somebody else destroy it. Don't let somebody else do that. I think that's the message of this. And by the way, anybody that has a different opinion that is silenced, that is what you ought to worry about more than anything on earth. That somebody that has an opinion could be silenced because somebody says, well, that's not verified. Who's somebody? Who decides? That's not the America I know. Pretty soon they'll be doing that to everything that has anything to do with the success of anything Donald Trump has done, for crying out loud. So that's another very worrisome point in all this. Watch those videos, decide for yourself, take control. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just with a controller, gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. It was a disaster under President Obama.
President Trump saying he still wants to eliminate the Affordable Care Act as his administration is trying to weaken Obamacare's contraceptive mandate, a bid that's currently before the U.S. Supreme Court. Trump saying it's not the only provision in Obamacare that makes him want it replaced altogether.
What we want to do is terminate it and give great health care, and we'll have great health care, including pre-existing conditions, 100% pre-existing conditions.
The president also saying on another issue, it is not sustainable for America to stay shuttered during the coronavirus pandemic. He says the American people will not abide by stay-at-home orders much longer, although he says older people will have to continue to practice social distancing. He said the pandemic is worse than Pearl Harbor and the September 11th attacks. This is USA Radio News.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net, that's 2020safe.net, to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus-free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
For the top of the hour on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Don't say it enough. Can't say it enough. We appreciate you. We appreciate you very, very much. No doubt about it. Thanks for being there, and thanks for listening. We have gratitude for each and every one of you. We really do. PetroServe USA Studios is where we're coming for you from today, and gives me an opportunity to tell you about what's for lunch. If you're cruising 94 today and you end up in Valley City, exit 292, pull in and say, let's see, do I want pulled pork or do I want the French dip? Pulled pork or the French dip? I can't decide. Great lunch special there at the Valley City location. Comes with two sides and a bun. This is homemade cooking. This is grab and go. If you're on the run, you need to get out of there. That's right. Harwood PetroServe USA location, meatloaf dinner, Main Avenue, scallop, potatoes, and ham, 12th Avenue, Fargo, tuna casserole, and again, all those lunch specials, two sides in abundance at every PetroServe USA location, all kinds of great food choices, like the 4-for-4 special, Grand Forks Valley Dairies, those caramel rolls, oh, they're to die for. They have all those at the PetroServe USA locations. It's the famous Valley Dairy caramel roll at all their locations. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. It is National Prayer Day, and Todd noted here we have a special announcement for a few seconds from Senator Kevin Cramer about that. So go ahead and roll
it. You know, God made a promise to us in His Word when He said that if His people called by His name humble themselves and seek His face and pray, He will heal their land. Well, we are in a need of healing right now, aren't we? And on this National Day of Prayer, I can't think of anything more simple nor more profound to ask God for, but for healing. Healing for our land, because it's His land. Say a prayer today. God bless you.
Senator Kevin Cramer, thanks for that nice message. Love the boldness of Senator Cramer. Always have. It's one of the reasons I think he was elected to the United States Senate in the strong margin he was over Senator Heidi Heitkamp. And has been in Congress before that and Public Service Commission because it connects well with the North Dakotans on not being afraid to express their faith. So just wanted you to know it's National Day of Prayer. Remember that today. A lot to pray about, that's for sure. All right, let's talk a little bit about higher education. We're also going to talk today about the Bank of North Dakota and some new programs that are out there. If you're in business and maybe even a small mom and pop, you think there's nothing for me out there in the way of programs, there is actually. And the state of North Dakota has this bounty of the Bank of North Dakota that allows it to do some things the federal government was not able to do. So be listening for more details on that for big and small, but especially the small ones that are getting sort of lost in the hubbub of everything right now. So we look forward to finding out more about that. So we'll talk about that a little later on in the program as well. But we're going to start now with the current president of the University of North Dakota, Dr. Joshua Wynn, back with us on What's on Your Mind, and the new president of UND, soon to be on the job, President Andy Armacost. Gentlemen, welcome back.
Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Well, I'm doing great now that I got two presidents on the program. You know, it's not very often that happens, so that's kind of nice. I actually have to start with a medical question for you, Dr. Wynn, and I have no doubt that through this coronavirus endeavor and in your role as heading up the med school and being a doctor and practicing doctor and seeing patients and everything else, that you've been probably asked this question a million times. We were just talking about this hubbub of some medical professionals that have put out some videos to talk about, you know, the masks, hand sanitizer, just basically fumigate everything. I mean, businesses every day doing things they haven't done before as something that could be a danger to our immune system, that we're getting in the middle of nature there a little bit. What would you say to that?
So I think the thing to do is that in most things, one size doesn't fit all. That there are settings where I think it's really important to wear masks, such as with vulnerable populations. So in the hospital setting, you'll typically see healthcare providers wearing masks. Also in extended care facilities where we have our very vulnerable citizens, it's often very appropriate to do it there. For everyday life, less so. The important thing to remember about masks is that they're more of a courtesy to the people around you. The best evidence of the efficacy of masks is to protect the people around you rather than to protect yourself. So if I'm walking down the street and I see someone in a mask, quite frankly, I feel like saying thank you to that person because that person is actually thinking about my health rather than their own health. So bottom line is one size doesn't fit all. Certainly appropriate for masks and rigorous cleaning in high-risk situations, but less so in more routine situations.
All right. Sorry, I couldn't resist tapping into that great medical vast knowledge there and visiting a little bit about that. How, before I get to Dr. Armacost and talk a little bit about the transition, just walk us through what you've seen happen as a result of this. We could go back to spring break and march forward at UND. Give us the lay of the land.
So what we've done at UND to finish out this spring semester is that we have eliminated face-to-face instruction, and we're doing everything online, and we're doing that through the summer session as well. We are actively planning now, as incoming President Armacost will chat with you in a second about, if you'd like to hear about it, we're actively planning for a full return to campus with face-to-face instruction coming in the fall semester. The important bottom line is UND has remained open throughout this entire period and will continue to do so. It's just that our mode of instruction has changed somewhat, as well as where many of us are working. So for a lot of our employees, both faculty and staff, we're now working remotely, and that both the instruction and the working remotely actually has gone quite well. Part of the reason for that is UND, even before the COVID era, had done a fair amount of preparation and actual work in doing some courses online. We've done some of those courses online for years. So we actually were in a good position to make the transition. The other big development is that just like after the flood of 97, we will not be having in-person commencement coming up. We were going to have law school and medical school this weekend and general commencement next weekend. But what we're going to do is our first ever all virtual commencement next weekend, the weekend after this, where we will be having law school, medical school, undergraduate and graduate UND commencement, all virtual, all online. The enrollment so far for that, the number of signups, has been fantastic. And I think we're all looking forward to getting together, albeit virtually, to celebrate the completion of degrees of all of our graduating UND students.
Dr. Armacost, if you would do me a favor and tell me a little bit about impact you expect going forward. So you're coming in as 13th president of the University of North Dakota. And, this has been unprecedented, you know, to have, this length of time of a university convert and all that's happened. Do you anticipate this being, I hate this word, but new normal? Is this going to be, UND's been in the space for some time, so it's not new, but is this going to represent a larger share of your students going forward, do you believe?
Well, I think for sure that there is a new normal for us on campus, just like I think there'll be a new normal within society. And I think for sure that UND is well positioned to address these challenges for many of the reasons that President Nguyen just suggested. You know, the blend of on campus and online gives UND a tremendous opportunity to offer an education that really takes advantage of both of those modes. And in fact, President Nguyen and I have talked repeatedly about launching a study about what does the future of higher education look like at the University of North Dakota. And this was important before the COVID era, and now with the COVID pandemic and our response to it, it really amplifies the need for us to take a look at how do we most effectively leverage the on-campus community, the strength of that community, and the opportunities to discover new things and to share learning with our students, but also to do the same in the online setting. And I think the on-campus programs really amplify what we can offer online, and so that blend is really important. So I do think there's how we offer education because of COVID, but also because of just new trends and how we can educate really will force us to look at this very carefully.
So is face-to-face, bricks and mortar, the college experience on campus becoming more of a thing of the past? Do you see it being less and less important to the average freshman coming in and what they want from the college experience? Do they want that education quicker, more efficient, so they can get onto the workforce? Or do they need to be in the library and at the hockey games and taking part of college life?
Right. Well, I think the answer is, and Josh can add to this as well, but I think the answer is it really depends. Traditional college students will still yearn for that developmental experience on campus, probably supplemented with online. But there are people, whether it's rural citizens of North Dakota or folks who are just at a different phase in life where the draw to campus is not the same as it would be for 18 to 22-year-olds. And so I think a campus of the present and the future has to respond to the needs of all of those students. But again, what I said before was I think our online programs are actually better because of the rich campus experience that we offer, and that sense of discovery that we hope happens in the face-to-face setting needs to bleed over into the online setting as well. So we're talking about initiatives to make sure that our online students feel that same sense of community that exists in the face-to-face world as well. So, Josh?
Yeah, so what I would say to amplify on what Andy just said is I don't see this as being an or proposition, one or the other. I see it as an and proposition, in class, in person, and online. I'll give you an example. In medical education, medical and health sciences is my usual day job, there are some things that we can do quite effectively online, but there are other things such as team building, such as learning how to examine a patient, such as actually being involved in learning how to resuscitate and so forth. Those things really need to be done in person, face-to-face, directly. So in health education, it's an and proposition. It's
makes
one.
Sense. Hold that thought, if you would. We'll continue with more of our conversation with the leaders of the University of North Dakota when we come back. Don't go.
Center, this is Tierney Assault 1 reporting for duty.
Tierney Assault 1, your assigned mission for today is to erect the world's greatest symbol of freedom, the American flag display.
Affirmative, Command Center, initiating startup sequence. Command Center, all systems go. Tierney Assault 1, preparing for departure.
Tierney Assault 1, you are cleared for departure. Please exit towards freedom and independence and have a good day.
American-made flags and flagpoles installed by an American patriot. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or visit ndflagpoleguy.com today.
Hi, this is Andy Murdock with Piper's Auctioneers inviting you to any one of these exceptional upcoming farm retirement auctions, including the Bergstead Farm Equipment Estate Auction near Volterra, North Dakota, featuring an exceptional line of John Deere tractors and combines, Tempty grain trailers, and a lifetime collection of guns. Piper's is also featuring retirement and estate auctions in Rolette, Tuttle, Gladstone, Bismarck, Robinson, Dagmar, and Belle Fouche, offering farm, ranch, and construction equipment, and a large selection of guns and ammo. For full inventory and online bidding on dozens of land and equipment auctions throughout the Upper Midwest, log on to Piper's.com.
The Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest, and Robot Camp for Kids. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center. Tioga's average median age is 39.6 years old with a median income of $73,000 per year, supporting nearly 140 businesses in the Tioga area. And we welcome new businesses and industries with plenty of active community groups that support the business environment. Tioga also supports local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, and electronics and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogamd.org. That's tiogamd.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
What's on your mind is powered by Schwan Deere GM
GMC.com. Plenty of options to choose from if you need a pre-owned vehicle, large selection of cars, trucks, SUVs to fit every budget, even if yours is not paid off. If you have a trade, you might be able to lower your monthly payments or just buy your car outright. Take it off your hands. Take advantage and receive the lowest used car rates in years. Make no payments for 90 days. Whatever your budget, they're here to help. If you're not comfortable stopping in, shop online at SchwannBuickGMC.com or give them a call. Now offering statewide delivery. Schwann Buick GMC, where your warranty lasts a lifetime.
We're back with the presidents of the University of North Dakota, and there are sort of two right now, an incoming president and an interim president, Dr. Joshua Wynn and Andy Armacost. And Dr. Armacost will start on the 1st of June, so the transition is on, and it's been fun to follow this and keep tabs on it. How's it working to have two presidents at once? Andy, is that working okay?
It's been a remarkable experience. I began really part-time with the university in mid-January. The whole goal originally was just to focus on building relationships, traveling around the country to see alumni, but most importantly, spending time on campus, getting to know student, faculty, and staff members. And then, of course, when things kicked in with COVID in mid-March, my role changed. And less traveling or no traveling, and then focusing on working with the team at UND under Josh's leadership, and then with all the vice presidents and others, really crafting the way ahead for how we were going to respond to the pandemic. So it's been great. And Josh has been just a tremendous partner, a tremendous leader, a great mentor to me as I'm preparing to take the helm on the 1st of June.
What was your best advice for him, Dr. Wynn?
Best advice? That's a great question. Best advice is listen to the community, the UND community, the Grand Forks community, the North Dakota community. Not that he needed that advice from me, because he was already doing that, but I think that's the most important thing. You know, I like to remind people that we have one mouth and two ears, and we probably should use them in that proportion. And Andy certainly has been doing that. You know, one of the neat things is that our different backgrounds, our different experiences, our different degrees actually were complementary to each other, so that we were able to work together extremely effectively over the last number of months based on the feedback that we've gotten. We were complementary to each other, not redundant. And that, I think, has really been beneficial for the university.
Josh's advice is that he actually modeled that behavior perfectly. So he has been just a tremendous role model and a tremendous mentor along the way.
The previous president to Dr. Wynn coming in as an interim, Dr. Mark Kennedy, came into the position at UND with a very challenging budget situation. And obviously, I can't imagine the last few months have made things easier. What do you see as the overall budget picture? Andy, what are you coming in with here? What do you expect? And have you retained students, even though all of them had to go to online? You got a bigger recruiting battle ahead? Tell us a little bit about what you're facing.
So there are natural downward trends even before the virus in terms of enrollments at colleges across the U.S. I think there's a lot of uncertainty about what college life will be like in the fall. And so that will certainly impact and probably be a downward force on enrollments. And so our goal is to make sure that we inform prospective students about what we're offering, let them know that the education we offer is world class, and that we will get through this as a community together. And then hopefully that will have a positive impact. But as far as the overall budget, there's a lot of uncertainty. We refunded room and board fees for the balance of the spring semester after our students left, and so just going into the summer, we're already looking at the books very carefully about how to manage the cost of responding to COVID, and also the possible impact on enrollments. We don't have specific numbers yet, but the deans and the vice presidents and all the campus leaders are working hard to really prepare for how to offer a world-class program while still facing these budget challenges.
And we'll end with a shout-out to the, you know, very famous now, class of 2020, having endured what they endured there, and that includes a rather unique graduation ceremony. But, Dr. Nguyen, sounds like you've got a great day planned.
Yeah, we are so proud of our graduates. They showed tenacity. They showed good humor. They showed hard work. They do make us UND proud, and we wish them all the best in the future.
Anything you want to say, Andy, to that group that is going out this year?
Well, I'll offer my congratulations as well. They've hopefully got the great preparation. Well, we know they've got the great preparation to go out and make an impact on this world, and our hats off to them.
UND.edu, by the way, to sign up for the events of Saturday, May 16th. That's the graduations that begin at 10 a.m. And as you said earlier, Dr. Nguyen, simultaneously law school, medical school, and the rest of the students at UND, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So the all three at 10 a.m. simultaneously. So sign up for the right one you want to take part in and take that in and a little bit of history. Doing it very, very differently. Sorry?
Yes, if people just go to the website, they can sign up.
Sounds good. Perfect. Thank you, gentlemen, and good luck moving in. I hope Josh is going to help Andy with the, you know, all the...
I'll leave the refrigerator and the piano for him.
There you go. Exactly right. Back that moving van up close. Dr. Joshua Nguyen, interim president. Dr. Andy Armacost, incoming president as of June 1 of the University of North Dakota. Thanks, gentlemen.
Great to be with you.
More coming up on What's on Your Mind, hour two, straight ahead. Don't go away.
This is Vince from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. I want to take this time to thank Scott and the What's on Your Mind program for helping a small business like ours during this time of crisis. I would also like to ask all the What's on Your Mind listeners to help us out during this crisis. Our products have always delivered every day made better. Now more than ever is it needed in your daily life. If you know anyone who could benefit from the daily ritual of a hot tub or a sauna, or even one of our many game tables, please refer them directly to me at 701-238-9837. I will reach out and provide them with a virtual tour, help them decide on the right wellness product, offering 12 months, no interest, no payments, delivering within 2 to 7 days, and I will provide you with a free referral fee up to $300, depending on the product. You and I and Everyday Made Better will win this crisis. My number again, 701-238-9837. 701-238-9837. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.